My oldest son is Adan, and at this time he's 33 years old. He was a scout sniper in the Marine Corps. He was stationed in Iraq. I think he was just surrounded by a lot of death and potential for death, and so that was always on his mind. So when he came back, he was not the same young man that left.
From KXAN News and Nexstar Media Group, this is Catalyst, a weekly investigative podcast. I'm your host, Josh Hinkle, and this third season of Catalyst.
Bam, 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 you know.
He shot 23 bullets into our home from the driveway at about 4 in the morning. It was unexpected.
The police, they got their lights on, the dash cam. Adan came very close to being shot. And the cop is drawn his gun and tells him, turn around now. Throw it down, throw it down.
He was picked up by the local sheriff's department and taken to jail.
Adan is indicted with 7 different counts over what he did.
And then began the nightmare of the next few years of trying to navigate the criminal justice system.
Our investigative team is taking a closer look at the issues surrounding mental competency in Texas County jails and the severe backlog for inmates to get treatment.
What competency means is the ability to participate in one's own criminal defense. Some people lack that ability due to a mental illness. In order to proceed with that trial, you have to restore that person's competency.
He was found incompetent to stand trial. And so he was remanded to North Texas State Hospital. And so I felt a great sense of relief thinking, finally he's gonna get some help. And I waited a couple of weeks and nothing happened. He was still there. So I contacted them, and the person who answered the phone said, well, it'll be 8 months to a year. And I was shocked. She said, just don't have enough beds.
Hundreds of Texas inmates waiting for a bed in a state hospital, falling deeper into mental illness as they sit in jail, some stuck in the system for months, even years.
I wonder if that's not cruel and unusual punishment. If you're dedicated to restoring these people's health, you don't say, we'll get to you in a year. Just stay in the waiting room. And your waiting room is a jail cell.
We explore what's broken in the state's current system and what's being done to find new solutions.
Unfortunately, sometimes we don't always have leaders that are real bold. And so it really does require advocates like ourselves to continue to keep putting these ideas in front of folks. I'm optimistic. I don't think I've ever been as hopeful as I am today.
The good news is we're still working on it. It'd be a sad day if you came in here and said, what are you gonna do? I said, we've done all we're gonna do. That's just not the case.
New episodes of Catalyst are available Monday mornings starting May 18th.
This is an issue that really kind of lives in the shadows. We need to treat these people fairly, humanely, treat it like a public health issue, because that's what it is.